paragraph Tesvov, Vize Bechinas Ve'ele Masei Bnei Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says, with this introduction, we're going to be able to understand the whole concept of exile, the whole concept of the wandering Jew, the Jews wandering throughout all of these thousands of years of exile. And in addition, we'll be able to understand the whole concept of why the Jewish people have to travel. People travel to Chutz Loretz. People travel in Eretz Yisrael. They travel from one city to the other city to study Torah there. People travel across the world to do business. All of these travels. Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us incredible insight to this now. V'zeh b'chinas ve'eile ma'aseh b'nei Yisrael. Ki kol hatil tulim, this is paragraph Tezvov. Ki kol hatil tulim v'hanesiyos shel b'nei Yisrael. The whole reason, all the travels of the Jewish people and all the exiles and all of this wandering around is all in order to clarify and sort out and purify the halachos that have fallen into the klipos, that have fallen down. Because the halachos of the Torah are the feet of the Torah, the feet of holiness, bechinas halichos olam, the travels of the world. Kama yisham rabbi seinu zal, as the Gemara says in Megillah, daf chof ches amid beis, al tikri halichos, ela halochos. We say this every morning in Ein Kelokeinu. So we see that the halichos, the walking and the traveling, is tied into the halochos. Ki ikar hahiluch digdusha leilech ulehiskariv lashem yisborach hu al yedei hahalochos hagdoshe shel haTorah. Because the main holy travel of a Jew who wants to travel to Hashem, to come close to Hashem, the way that you travel is with halacha. That's traveling, that's coming close to Hashem. V'alkei nemar al tamid chachomim, and this is why the pasuk says in the Zoy Sabrocha about tamid chachomim, v'heim tuku l'raglecha. V'dorsh Rabbi Seinuzal, the Gemara says, that this pasuk refers to Elu Tamid Chachamim Shemechatzin Ragleim Meir Liir. This refers to the Tamid Chachamim who crisscross their feet, traveling. They grind up their feet, traveling from city to city to teach Torah and to study Torah. V'alkein hoyucholchem liyeshivos rechoykos lilmoy Torah. And this is also one of the reasons why we find that the rabbis of the Gemara and throughout the generations, Jews traveled to distant countries, to distant places, to go to yeshiva there to learn. Because the clarifying and purifying of the halacha is associated with the feet, with the legs. Kikvar mavoyar, because we already explained earlier, sheikar hadibur hume halachos, that the whole power of speech comes from the halachos, shehem Torah shebal peh, which are referred to as the Torah of the mouth. V'hadibur nikra regel, and speech is associated with the feet. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Tzedek yikro'ehu l'ragloi, that the foot, his foot, is called yikro'ehu, is called tzedek. Yikro'ehu is a lashon of dibur. Uksiv, there's another pasuk that says tzedek tidaberun, you will speak righteousness. So we see that the regel is called tzedek, and the dibur is called tzedek. So dibur is associated with the feet. Ukamashikos b'makom achar, as we mentioned in other places. We know that Dibur is Malchus. We mentioned this many times, right? Dabor Echod Lador, one leader, one ruler to a generation. Dabor, Dibur. And the feet are Malchus. Ukeshaloi made Shaloi Lishma. And when a person studies Torah Chas V'Shalom for the wrong reasons, Lehis Yaher, in order to be arrogant, to be a big shot, that everybody should have to look up to him, respect him, ulekanter, or he's studying the Torah to prove the rabbis wrong, to prove that he knows better. He wants to show that they think they know what the rabbis, I'll show them they don't even know what they're talking about, chas v'shalom. Ad shenase etzloy me'atorish shebal peh, to the point where this individual's learning of Torah Shebal Peh gets converted into a filthy mouth to speak against tzaddikim with all kinds of insults. Zehu bechinas pegam haraglim. This causes a defect in the feet. Ki hadibur hapogum nikro regel. Because when a person is speaking wrongly, that's called feet. Kama Shekosu, as the Pasuk says, Loi Rogal Alashoinoi. He did not speak Lashon Hara. He didn't speak profanity. He didn't speak Loi Rogal. Rogal, Regel. V'al King Siv Rechilus V'Lashon Hara B'Lashon Hiluch. And this is why when the Torah warns us not to speak Lashon Hara, not to speak Rechilus, the Torah doesn't say don't speak. It says don't walk. Kamashikosov loy seilech rochil biamecho. Ukamashapirosh Rashi Sham, as Rashi Kodesh expounds over there. That again, the problem is the walking, the going from one to another to tell them speak Lashon Hara, that kind of thing. Vialkein Hutzruchu Yisrael, letaltel atzmon, velesoya bamidbor, kolamasois. And it's for this reason that the Jewish people had to go through such suffering, such struggle, wandering around, traveling in the desert, kol hamasois, all of their travels, bishvil lahagbia ulahorim ulavarer kol hahalochay shenaflu aydei chet adam rishayin v'doyroi sarishayinim shepogma malachas chanam, in order to clarify and elevate all the halachos that fell down into the dumps, into the dirt, into the mud, as a result of the sin of Adam HaRishon and the other earlier generations who were poigim in the halachos, who messed up in the area of Torah Shebal Peh. Ki hakilkul hischil mechet Adam HaRishon kanal. Because the problem began with Adam HaRishon, as we explained earlier. Remember, Chava was giving a Gemara shir to the snake. She engaged in a shak levatar, in a whole discussion, a lumdus with the snake. The snake said, what did Hashem tell you? Well, Hashem told us not to eat and not to touch. No, the snake started off, Hashem told you not to eat from all the trees, right? She said, no, what are you talking about? You don't even know what you're saying. Hashem said, all the trees we can eat. It's just this tree that we shouldn't eat it, we shouldn't touch it. The snake heard the word touch, boom, he pushed her, she touched the tree. Look, you touched the tree, nothing happened. I'm sure if you eat from the tree, nothing will happen either. Hashem just doesn't want you to eat from it because that's how Hashem got so smart. He ate from the tree and that's what gave him the wisdom to create the world. He's afraid if you eat from the tree, you're going to be just like Hashem, chas v'shalom. V'gam kol hadoiroi shekoidem matan toira pogmu bazeh, and also all the generations that preceded Matan Torah also were poigim in the Torah Shebal Peh. How? What do you mean? The Torah wasn't even given yet. How? Al shecholku al tzadikim shehoyu badoiro soelu, by opposing the tzadikim of their generation. Kamoy noyach umesushelach. Now listen to these next words. Rav Nosson Zal is giving us insight as to what went on in those days. Ki oz ba'oison hadoirois hoyakol halimud rak balpeh. Because in those days, in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever and Avram Avinu and in the yeshiva of Yitzchak Avinu, you didn't have to bring no books. You didn't have to buy books. All the learning was oral. Shoyu oiskim be'beis medroshoi shel Shem Ve'ever. One of the great yeshivas was the yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever. And it was all balpeh. V'chol mi shenoga yirasa shembaliboy, and any person who had the proper respect for Hashem in his heart, hoyomekabel mehem oz drochim yeshorim leskarvei lavizboruch, received from Shem Ve'ever and from the other tzaddikim a true direction, a true derech of how to come close to Hashem. It's amazing. I was just on the phone a few minutes earlier, literally right before we started this shiur. I was on the phone with a close friend of mine, and he mentioned to me he's going through a major crisis, And he mentioned to me that a great rabbi, a Dayan, told him that even though he's religious, even though he was Chozer B'Tshuva, even though he's learning Likutei Maran, which with Breslov, with Kabbalah, he's missing one critical piece to the whole thing. And that's what made it possible for him to get into such a terrible mess. He said, you don't have a Moira Derech. You don't have a rabbi, a teacher. And this is a very, very interesting thing, because in Breslov, everybody knows that Breslov doesn't have a Rebbe. That's, we're proud of it. We take pride. We don't have a Rebbe. There's all these other Rebbes, and we don't have a Rebbe. Any person who knows anything about Breslov knows that the first thing in Breslov that you need is a Rebbe. You open the first page of Likutei Maran and you start trying to learn it by yourself. And if you're honest, you will see that this requires some guidance. It's not enough to read the book or to see the movie. You need a teacher. You need a rabbi. You need somebody who can explain it and who can show you exactly how to apply this to today's generation and to your personal situation, to customize the Limudim of Rabbeinu Zal. There are many Breslover who learn Likutei Maran, Likutei Halacha, and make terrible mess. They cause horrific Chilul Hashem and destruction, and they mess up their own families. And one of the reasons is because they didn't realize how critical it is to have this Moira Derech. Look what Rav Nosson Zal says here. V'chol mi shenogi, even though the Torah had not been given yet officially to the world, any person who had a degree of respect for Hashem, hoyomekabel mehem gamoz, drochem yeshorem eskar ve'elav yisporach, could have received from the tzaddikim in those days, from Shem Vever, from Avram Avinu, could have received drachim yesharim, a clear, good path, a healthy direction to come close to Hashem. Aval hayu ma'at dema'at. However, unfortunately, there were very few people that had real yiras Hashem. And among those that had yiras Hashem, there were very few people that realized that they better go find the rabbi, that I might not necessarily be v'tzadik. I better go looking for a tzadik. V'roiv ha'olam chalku aleim, and the majority of the world opposed the tzadikim, opposed Noach, opposed Mesushelach, opposed Shem Vever, opposed Avram Avinu. Machmashehofchu divrei Elokim chayim, because they twisted Hashem's words. Even for people in those days who were familiar with what Hashem wants, Hashem said, but they weren't able to interpret it correctly, and they twisted it, they misinterpreted. Ad shenaselem pel edaber al tzadikim, to the point where their knowledge, everything they learned, gave them a mouth to open up, to speak against, to challenge Noach, to challenge Avram Avinu and the other tzadikim. Now listen to these words. Listen to an authority speaking. Kizeh yodua, because this is a known fact. This is brought in the Gemara, in the Medrashim, in the Zohar HaKodesh. Shehorishoim shabadoirois hakoidmin hoyu gedoilim b'chochmo ubalimud hashemois. The evil, wicked people in those earlier generations, Doson Vaviram, Koirach, in all of those generations, were very, very knowledgeable. They had tremendous chokhmah, and they even knew names of Hashem. They even knew how to play with names of Hashem to cause all kinds of results. Shehoyolehem oz, which they had. They had this knowledge at the time. Rak shal yedei ta'avoyseyem horois. However, because of the fact that they had not overcome their evil desires, because of the fact that they were still steeped in Taivas Noshim and Taivas Shena and Taivas Achila and all the different Taivas, Nichshelu Bohem, they stumbled, they got messed up with their Chachma, they misinterpreted it. Bibchinas, as the Torah tells us, Upoishim Yikoshlu Bam, that sinners, evil sinners, will stumble in the Torah, they'll misinterpret it. Ad shenasolehem pel edaber, to the point where their knowledge motivated them and inspired them to speak out against the tzaddikim. Ubishvil ze holchu Yisrael bamidbor arboim shana, and this is the reason why the Jews had to wander and travel in the desert for 40 years. V'nosu b'raglehem mimokoim l'mokoim, and they traveled with their feet from place to place, levarer ulahalois hahalochos minefilosam, in order to purify and elevate the halochos, the fallen Torahs, the fallen chachmos, from its fallen state, begoidel koichoi shel Moshe Rabbeinu, because of the fact that they had leadership, they had a Moira Derech, they had Moshe Rabbeinu with them, guiding them and leading them. V'alkein kiblu b'chol pam hilchas haTorah b'halichosim b'midbar. And this is why we find as they're walking through the desert, they're receiving new halachas. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches them about Shabbos and about this and about that, all the different halachas, the laws about kashrus, which animals you can eat, which animals you can't eat. Kifi ma shezochu levarer b'chol pam kanal. As they were walking, as they were making the tikkun for the feet, which is the mouth, which is the Torah Shebal Peh, which is the fallen halachos, the halachos were being taught to them anew. They were being taught these halachos properly. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the Pasuk says, Vayichtoiv Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. What did Moshe Rabbeinu write? He wrote the Torah. Es moitzoehem lema'aseihem, the travels of the Jewish people, al pi Hashem, where they traveled based on Hashem's direction. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this. Vayichtoiv, he wrote, Daika. Ki kishezoichen levarer ha-halochoi shel Torah shebal peh, shenoflu. Because when a person is zoiche to clean up and to clarify the halochois of the Torah shebal peh that fell into the tumah, that fell into the klipois, because of people learning shaloi lishmo, umal enoisim, and you elevate them, and you take the words of these people who are speaking against the tzaddikim, and you take those words and you convert them into halachos, into new halachos. Then we have to take that Torah Shebal Peh, those words, and re-inject it into the Torah Shebichsav. Plug it back into the Torah Shebichsav. The Torah, you have the two Torahs, the Beis of Bereishis. Beis, that there are two Torahs, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh. These two Torahs are supposed to be one. When people learn Torah Sheloi Lishma, they separate, they disengage the Torah Shebal Peh from the Torah Shebal Peh. They make a pirud. They cause the Torah Shebal Peh to separate from the Torah Shebichsav and to go into the garbage. When we fix that, when we clean up the Torah Shebal Peh and we restore it, after we've cleaned it up and restore it, we have to bring it back to its roots, to the Torah Shebichsav. K'moy shanu royin b'kol chachmei ha-Talmud Zal, as we find by all the rabbis of the Gemara, shehem biru lanu kol ha-halochos v'dinei ha-Torah Shebal Peh, they're the ones who clarified for us and who taught us all the halochos, the whole Torah Shebal Peh, v'hem miyagim b'kol halocha, and they struggle. The rabbis of the Gemara struggle every time. Every time they're discussing a topic, what's the first question? Mino ani mili. Where do we learn this out from? Where is this found in the Torah Shebichsav? Kileko milsado liramiza boy raisa, because there is nothing in the Torah Shebal Peh that is not hinted to in the written Torah, in the Torah Shebichsav. V'alkein kol ma shekiblu bal peh, and therefore, everything that these rabbis received orally, the kol ma shechitshu b'Torah, and from their rabbis, and all the new insights of Torah that the rabbis came up with, hakol muchrochim limtzo yoseh b'toch Torah Shebichsav, they have to be able to find it all inside the Torah Shebichsav, to find where it plugs into the Torah Shebichsav. Beremez oy bederech drash poshut, either in pshat or remez or drush esoy, v'alkein heimakshin bekol din v'halocha minolon. And this is why you have on every page of the Gemara that magic word minolon. Where do we know this from? Where do we learn it out from? Ki afal pi shekiblu ha-halocha bal peh, because even though these rabbis received their Torah orally, Afal Pikein, still, Behechrech Limtzoy Yisoba Torah Shebichsav Kanal. We must be able to find its roots, its origin in the Torah Shebichsav. Veze Bechinas Vayichtoiv Moshe Es Moitzoeim Lamaseim. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote their travels, and we said that the travels was all about correcting the Torah Shebal Peh. All of their travels through which they cleaned up and perfected the Torah Shebal Peh, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it into the written Torah. To teach us, that Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to take all the travels of the Jewish people, which are their fixed up Torah Shebal Peh, Shehim Bechinas Biro Halachish Torah Shebal Peh, and put it into Torah Shebichsav. Shezeh Iker Hashlemus. This is the ultimate perfection. This is the ultimate success in Yiddishkeit. Leyached Ulekasher Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav. To unify and to tie together, to bind together the oral Torah and the written Torah.